Hello, and welcome to Brand Murder, Episode 1. This is Michael.
And I'm Kathy.
And we are going to be your hosts for various podcasts that accompany a little rebranding campaign that we're running at brandmurder.com. So first things first, just want to give you a little background about what's going on here. It's Wednesday, February the 15th, 2006. It's the first day after we launched a campaign called Brand Murder, whereby we're publicly murdering our brand. Kathy, can you explain why we're doing this?
We're doing this for a couple of reasons. It was time to rebrand because our brand really isn't changing with our company. It's not very memorable.
So harsh, Kathy. Can you give me some details, some examples here?
It's second sight. It doesn't really say what we're doing.
It doesn't say what we do.
It doesn't say what we do. It has a .biz domain, which no one remembers. It's hard to spell.
Terribly hard to spell.
It's not very fun.
It's not very fun.
No.
Okay, so clearly we needed to rebrand. And those are a couple of reasons why. But basically, we started off with a brand a few years back that probably didn't get as much thought as it should have at the time. And now we are recognizing that it's holding us back and it's time for a change. So rebranding is a costly thing. And we recognize this, and given that it's costly, we said, well, we need to rebrand, how are we going to overcome the costs associated with rebranding? And instead of seeing it as a problem, we saw it as an opportunity. And these podcasts and this brandmurder.com campaign is a reflection of the fact that, this change is necessary and change is good, and rebranding is costly, but what we're trying to do is turn it into an opportunity.
And because we're a small company, we have the flexibility of doing something fun along the way.
Yeah, which I think is, we have thought about this a little bit and wondered if in a large company something as crazy as this would have flown. And, you know, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't, but here it is. What else can we tell you?
Today we spoke to a reporter from Strategy Magazine. Her name was Pia, and she asked us about why we were doing this, some of the reasons Michael had already explained. And one of the things she brought up was a really interesting observation. She had read the first episode, and she asked if we were doing some product placement along the way because of some of the details that she'd read in the story. For example, the pen.
Yeah, there's a Stedletter pen in there. And so she kind of got our minds thinking, and since you're listening, we figured we'd turn this over to you, and while the story's complete and we know the conclusion, there are some opportunities for us to work some products in. So what we'd like to invite you to do is to send us some products that you'd like to see in the story. The only caveat being it can't be your own company that you're recommending. It can be a client, and we fully encourage that, but it can't be your own company.
So at the end of day one, we have some stats for you.
Yes. So, yes, thank you, Kathy. At the end of day one, we had 242 visitors come to the site the first day. Again, we have not spent any money to promote this campaign. We sent out a very budget press release. I think that cost $80 Canadian. I don't think we'll be doing that again. So that'll be the extent of the money we're paying for the press releases. So we had 242 visitors come. We had 39 people subscribe to our RSS feed. We had 17 people sign up to be notified of future episodes by email. And we had 3 people take a stab at solving the caper and winning a prize. And there are various prizes that we are offering in conjunction with the contest. You can find out all the details on our website. But one I'd like to point out is a prize for referral traffic. And so far, kudal.com is leading the way in terms of referring people over to the campaign.
Great, so let's finish up with a fun fact.
Kathy, tell me a fun fact.
Our fun fact for the day is out of the 6 people who work at Second Sight, only 3 people know who really did it.
That's right, folks. So everyone's along for the ride here. We hope you stick with us. We'll have more podcasts coming covering relevant business issues like how are you tracking this campaign? How are you measuring it? More depth in depth on why we've done this. And some of the benefits with regards to our user base. And we'll keep you updated on how it's coming along. So thanks for listening.
Bye.